as you wondered about. Day one of the new semester, I had a vision clear and cold as ice of Enid, the werewolf girl dying because of me. And guess what? I returned to the dorm. There she was, got flat on the floor, motionless. Assaulted a classmate just to help a friend get rid of a love rival.
Thanks, guys. Hey, and happy prank day.
Ajax just pulled off a prank, and 2 seconds later got completely destroyed by a kid who couldn't even walk straight. Pathetic chaos. Only I, Wednesday Adams, stayed focused on what actually matters, catching the murderer who uses crows to kill. I asked Principal Weems, are there any students who can control birds? 2 people were just pecked to death by crows, a detective. Then Tyler's dad. I visited Tyler's place last night. Found him lying there, cold and stiff. He once asked me to help him solve this case, now he's part of it. I tried to channel the killer through a seance. Nothing, dark, just blackness. Mother Dash said my black tears. Me, my psychic powers are drained. She demanded I give up goodies, God as if. I don't need that book to find the truth. No bird control in students. Fine. I went straight to the prison to see Tyler. He claimed he knew nothing. I told him both victims were deeply connected to his family, which means the killer knows our family very well. But Tyler only cared about one thing.
Make her pay for sticking her snout in my business. I want her screams to haunt you for the rest of your life.
Threatening to kill Enid when he gets out. Hilarious. You're in a cage, barking threats. Try again. The shock fence did a better job silencing him than I ever could. I turned to the dorm. Enid was gone. A phone buzzed on the floor. A voice said, "The game begins. You have 30 minutes to find the werewolf girl and her little boyfriend where they die." Then a card appeared out of nowhere. How did it get in? Doesn't matter. I decoded the letters on the card. They were musical notes. Through a hidden passage, I found them. Above them, hundreds of blades hanging by threads, shimmering. I sent Thing to free them. 2 steps and shrink. Thing got impaled by spikes. Damn it, the trap trigger. Over 100 books stacked on shelves. Only one of them held the key.
Of course, The Invisible Man by H.G. Wells.
An invisible girl who called herself my biggest fan. She knew about the crow murders, planned the whole thing, just to get my attention. She even wanted to team up with me. Delusional. I dragged myself back to the dorm, dot exhausted. Pretty single quotes, mother took it, and then a sharp grating call echoed from the balcony. The crow dot, it's been watching me. I looked into its blood-red eyes. This isn't over. A bigger storm is coming.